Vic Naidu, East Coast Radio.
East Coast Radio, Vic hanging out with you till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Happy Friday as well. And I want to say hello to a very special guest on the show. Her name is Zoe. Hello, Zoe. Zoe, speak to the mic. Are you on? Press your mic button for me. Welcome.
Am I on now?
Yep, there we go. Okay. Zoe is our lucky listener. You're a friend of the show. And Zoe happened to listen early in the week when we were talking about tattoos and how I want to commemorate my month, my first month in KZN. But I just realized today that Zoe and I have something in common, and that's what makes us even more special. Not only will Zoe and I have the same tattoo, because that's going to bond us now. Zoe, you're also new to Durban.
I am, yes.
Where are you from?
From Mpangeni.
Where is Mpangeni?
It's up the north coast, about 190 k's from here.
Okay. Yeah. You also look and you sound as nervous as I do, but we both look and sound nervous today because of this tattoo that we don't know what we're going to get.
Not coping right now.
You're not coping right now. So there are a couple of options that we had. So early in the week, we had our listeners send in their requests, or rather their suggestions, on 0617929495. And then we ran a poll on my page on ecr.co.za. Do you remember some of the options? Did you go and vote?
Of course I did.
What did you vote for?
I chose one of the sane ones. It was the outline of South Africa.
One of the sane ones. For me, that's probably the painful ones. So we had a couple of options. I know there was a bunny chow on there. You and I are both not looking forward to that.
Not.
I think if we do have to get the bunny chow, we're both leaving KZN. We're going back to our respective homes. There was also, I think we saw, I'm trying to get to the list of things that was on there. Oh, yes, a Bible verse.
Yes.
Are you
Hakuna
religious?
Matata.
Are you
I
religious,
am,
bunny
yes,
chow?
I am,
so you
I
wouldn't
am.
Mind if a Bible verse
no.
comes out of that balloon later. And then we also had a radio, a microphone, cheesy, and
some waves.
Mm-hmm. So from all of those, you're favoring the outline of South Africa. That's the one you hope.
I could run with that, yes.
Okay, so Zoe is going to pop the balloon in the next couple of minutes. We're going to make the big reveal. But Zoe and I are both feeling very nervous. Zoe and I both moved to KZN, so we're going to mark the special moment in this beautiful province. And you already have a few tattoos. Tell us about them.
I do. I've got one that I did with my sister.
Oh, cute. So now you have one with your sister,
yes,
and you have one with me.
Yes, it was matching as well.
Oh, it's your brand.
So that's my thing. And then I've got my daughter's names.
Oh, nice. Very nice. And that's like what? 1, 2, 3 tattoos.
And then I have 2 on my back.
Yikes.
I can't tell you. They literally have no meaning. It was just a phase.
So you've got
it
5 tattoos.
5, yes.
And then you told me something, because now Zoe and I also have decided that we not only are we getting matching tattoos, we're going to choose the same body part.
Yes, yes.
And you said to me that you went and Googled something called a pain chart.
I did
a tattoo
do that.
Pain chart. What the actual, I didn't know there was such
okay,
a thing.
Okay, so
tell
I'm
me.
A sucker for pain.
Yes.
Love the outcome, but don't like the pain. So I went to Google a pain chart. I'm going to tell you where we're going to put it.
You're going to tell us.
Yeah.
But where's the most painful part?
They don't say thigh, but if I can talk from experience, I would say that.
So we're reeling out the thigh.
In an arm sore.
Let me, I'm actually just Google what the pain chart is.
Go
so there's
it.
A pain chart here, and I can tell you I have a tattoo already where they claim is the most painful.
Did you manage?
On the butt. And they say the butt is actually the most painful. And on the butt, behind the knees, on the elbows, and probably somewhere like with your throat, necklace area, and by your ribs. I've also got one by the ribs. So I've got already 2 tattoos in the most painful places.
Okay, so I'm the one that's going to be suffering too.
Looks like it. All right, so we have Zoe in studio. We're hanging out till 4 o'clock this afternoon. We are both nervous. We're anxious, but we're also excited because we're going to be bonded together forever.
Yes.
Zoe, are you ready for this? I have to commend you first. I have to say that what you've done is a very brave thing, coming out here today and doing a tattoo that you're not sure what tattoo it's going to be, where on your body it's going to be. It's going to be matching. You're doing this in front of the entire KZN. We're just going to run through it again. We had a campaign this week. We decided that Zoe and I were going to get tattoos. She was the lucky listener. Couple of options: bunny charm, microwave, ocean waves, a Zulu shield. I was actually hoping for that one. Old school radio, an outline of the Moses Mabhida Stadium. Cheesy, I came,
cheesy,
I saw, I conquered.
Yeah.
Hakuna Matata, a favorite Bible verse. That was also my second one, and an outline of South Africa. And we're both hoping that it's not the bunny chow. I want you to go to the balloon that's there. We're about to make the big reveal, and you need to listen to the countdown with me. And then, oh, it's gonna happen.
10, 10.
All right, 10.
9, 9.
9.
8, 8. 7, 7. 6, 6. 5, 5. 4, 4. 3, 3. 2, 2. 1, 0, 0.
Okay. Go for it. Wow, okay, there's lots of confetti everywhere. All right, bring that tag. Zoe, don't keep me in suspense. Please don't keep me in suspense. Please don't. So Zoe popped the balloon, and there's confetti all over the studio, and she got a big piece of paper out of the balloon. Okay, tell us.
Okay, can we talk about the fact that it says congratulations?
Okay.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, it's a free tattoo.
Actually,
hello.
Shaking. You're getting a...
Okay. I'm shaking too.
A radio for a tattoo.
What are we getting? Say that again.
A radio.
Oh, that's so cheesy. I'm so thankful it's not the bunny chow.
Thank you.
Wait, how do you feel about the radio?
You know what? We can work with this.
No, but you listen to the radio. Radio is powerful.
Exactly.
You know, and East Coast Radio is now, we're getting a free tattoo.
This is going to be meaningful.
It's going to be meaningful.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, I'm just so happy that it is not the bunny chow. Stay tuned. We've got Paul Wheatley. He's our tattoo artist. Amazing guy. I've seen some of his work that he's done on his own body. And he's going to be tattooing you, but we're not sure where. We're going to decide in the next few minutes. You need to hit us up 0617929495. Now we need your help again. We know that we're going to be getting an old school radio tattooed somewhere. We don't know which part of our body. Where should Zoe and I get that tattoo of the radio? 0617929495. And then once you've told us, we're going to do this. Yay! Spirit, strongs.
Hey Vic, so I heard that you're having a tattoo today that you didn't necessarily choose alongside one of our listeners called Zoe, who's incredibly brave. Personally, getting a tattoo, I've got a few and they're really cool, but they hurt like hell. But yeah, to you and Zoe, just wanted to say good luck, guys. And yeah, I hope it's a really good tattoo and I can't wait to see the pictures. Good luck, everybody. Good luck, Zoe. Good luck, Vic.
Zoe, I wish I could actually say to you that you're the lucky listener. I don't know if you feel lucky because Zoe just popped a balloon a few minutes ago. She's here because, can I call you a lucky listener? Do you feel lucky that you're getting a free tattoo today?
Listen, I'm lucky because I'm not getting a bunny chow.
You're not getting, I feel the same. All right, so we had a poll running this past week and we had a couple of options. Bunny chow was there and both of us were dreading the bunny chow. Turns out the old radio won and Zoe and I will both get a tattoo, matching tattoo today, and we're not sure where on our body it's going to be. Zoe, take a listen to what some of our friends suggested.
Hey guys, congratulations on not getting a bunny chow. I think you should put your tattoo under your ear. By that portion, like just under your ear, in between your ear and your neck. I think that's like a really cool place to put a radio.
Spezzy, I get where Spezzy's going with this. I mean, the radio by the ear. How do you feel about something underneath your ear?
Like, look, I see it, but I don't see it on me. And that's a painful part.
Also, you work in a corporate.
I do.
So you're not allowed to have tattoos around there. So we have to rule that one out.
Gone.
Okay, so that can't happen.
Hi, Vic. I personally think you should take it on the left side chest because I know you're passionate about East Coast Radio. This is
from
Adeline of Tongat.
I can't do chest. Couple of reasons. Not waxed. And then number two, I've already got a tattoo but just below. So it's just going to be too much clutter happening
there. I'm pretty
sure
I'm not taking my top off on radio.
You know, that's the thing.
Like,
I was going to suggest on the other butt cheek, but then I don't think I'm wearing underwear for the cameras today. It's not the good underwear. All right, so we're ruling out that one.
Yeah, we're ruling that out.
Okay.
Let's go.
I know exactly where you should get y'all's tattoos. Either on the ribs or just on the back of your neck, just below your neck. There's only one reason for that. It's because those are the most painful parts.
That's so nasty.
Yes.
Maybe I'm just a sadist, but that's where they should do it.
Oh, you just enjoy pain. I've got one on my ribs, so we can't do that.
Yeah, let's go.
You have any? Where do you wear yours right now? You said earlier.
I have on two arms, a leg, back.
Two arms, a leg, and a back. Okay.
Hey Vic, this is Cindy. Congrats to Zoe for being the chosen one. I think you and Zoe should put your tattoos on the leg so that everyone can see them. Don't hide them. We want to be able to spot you from afar with all these other people that got matching tattoos from East Coast. Thank you, bye.
How do you feel about the leg?
I mean, thanks, honey, but my jeans are way too tight to pull up, so.
Yes, like, and it's winter now too, so you're going to have to keep it covered. Producer Sitla, are we allowed to just decide ourselves? Okay, so Zoe, where do you feel you want the tattoo?
I think let's do our forearm.
Forearm. I'm okay with the forearm.
You're
like,
fine with that.
Your forearm, where's... I'm trying to figure out where the forearm is. This is the forearm, this part here.
Nope, like...
Bicep?
No, the bicep's painful, Vic.
Okay, so we can... Let's agree that we'll do it on the arm somewhere.
Yeah.
We'll figure this out off air, where, bottom, the arm. But we've decided... Zoe, I've also decided that you shall go first. I decided she should go first. And you can check this out live on our Facebook page, East Coast Radio.
Vic Naidoo, weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.